Chapter 7. That in the church there are good and bad, predestinate and reprobate. If I wanted to bring together here all that is to be found, I should make this proof as large as I want to make all the section, and without effort on my part. For that excellent theologian, Robert Bellarmine, would put many things into my hands. But particularly has Dr. Nicholas Sanders treated this subject so solidly and so amply that it is hard to say anything about it which he has not said or written in his books on the visible monarchy. I will give some extracts. Whoever will read the scriptures attentively will see this primacy of Saint Peter everywhere. If the church is compared to a building, as it is, its rock and its secondary foundation is Saint Peter. Matthew 16. If you say it is like a family, it is only our Lord who pays tribute as head of the household, and after him Saint Peter as his lieutenant. Pound 17. If to a ship, Saint Peter is its captain, and in it our Lord teaches. Luke 5. If to a fishery, Saint Peter is first in it. The true disciples of our Lord fish only with him. Ib. And John 21. If to draw nets. Matthew 13. It is Saint Peter who casts them into the sea, Saint Peter who draws them. The other disciples are his coadjutors. It is Saint Peter who brings them to land and presents the fish to our Lord. Luke 5. John 21. Do you say it is like an embassy? Saint Peter is first ambassador. Matthew 10. Do you say it is a brotherhood? Peter is first, the governor and confirmer of the rest. Luke 22. Would you rather have it a kingdom? Saint Peter receives its keys. Matthew 16. Will you consider it a flock or fold of sheep and lambs? Saint Peter is its pastor and shepherd. General John 21. Say now in conscience, how could our Lord testify his intention more distinctly? Perversity cannot find use for its eyes amid such light. Saint Andrew came the first to follow our Lord, and it was he who brought his brother, Saint Peter, and Saint Peter precedes him everywhere. What does this signify except that the advantage one had in time the other had in dignity? But let us continue. When our Lord ascends to heaven, all the holy apostolic body goes to Saint Peter, as to the common father of the family. Acts I. Peter rises up amongst them and speaks the first, and teaches the interpretation of weighty prophecy. Ib. He has the first care of the restoration and increase of the apostolic college. Ib. It's Saint he who first proposed to make an apostle, which is no act of light authority, for the apostles have all had successors, and by death have not lost their dignity. But Saint Peter teaching the church shows both that Judas had lost his apostolate and that another was needed in his place, contrary to the ordinary course of this authority, which in the others continues after death, and which they will even exercise on the day of judgment, when they shall be seated around the judge, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The apostles have no sooner received the Holy Ghost than Saint Peter, as chief of the evangelic embassy, being with his 11 companions, begins to publish, according to his office, the holy tidings of salvation to the Jews in Jerusalem. He is the first catechist of the church, and preacher of penance. The others are with him and are all asked questions, but Saint Peter alone answers for all as chief of all. Acts 2. If a hand is to be put into the treasury of miracles confided to the church, though Saint John is present and is asked, Saint Peter alone puts in his hand. Pound 3. When the time comes for beginning the use of the spiritual sword of the church, to punish a lie, it is Saint Peter who directs the first blow upon Ananias and Sapphira. Ib. 5. From this springs the hatred which lying heretics bear against his see and succession, because, as Saint Gregory says in Ich. 2, 18, Peter by his word strikes liars dead. He is the first who recognizes and refutes heresy in Simon Magus. Ib. 8. Hence comes the irreconcilable hatred of all heretics against his see. He is the first who raises the dead, when he prays for the devout Tabitha. Ib. 9. When it is time to put the sickle into the harvest of paganism, it is Saint Peter to whom the revelation is made, as to the head of all the laborers, and the steward of the farmstead. Ib. 10. The good Italian centurion, Cornelius, is ready to receive grace of the gospel, he is sent to Saint Peter, that the Gentiles may by his hands be blessed and consecrated. He is the first in commanding the pagans to be baptized, Acts 10. When a general council is sitting, Saint Peter, as president therein, opens the gate to judgment and definition, and his sentence is followed by the rest. His private revelation becomes a law. Pound 15. Saint Paul declares that he went to Jerusalem expressly to see Peter, and stayed with him 15 days. Galatians I. He saw Saint James there, but to see him was not what he went for, only to see Saint Peter. What does this signify? Why did he not go as much to see the great and most celebrated apostle Saint James as to see Saint Peter? Because we look at people in their head and face, and Saint Peter was the head of all the apostles. When Saint Peter and Saint James were in prison, the evangelist testifies that prayer was made without ceasing by the church to God for Saint Peter, as for the general head and common ruler, Acts 12. If all this put together does not make you acknowledge Saint Peter to be head of the church and of the apostles, I confess that apostles are not apostles, pastors not pastors, and doctors not doctors. For in what other more express words could be made known the authority of an apostle and pastor over the people than those which the Holy Ghost has placed in the scriptures to show that Saint Peter was above apostles, pastors, and the whole church? Chapter 8. Answer to the objections of those who would have the church to consist of the predestinate alone. It is true that scripture suffices, but let us see who wrests it and violates it. If we were the first to draw conclusions in favor of the primacy of Saint Peter, one might think that we were wresting it. But how do things stand? It is most clear on the point, and has been understood in this sense by all the primitive church. Those, then, force it who bring in a new sense, who gloss it against the natural meaning of the words, and against the sense of antiquity. If this be lawful for everybody, the scripture will no longer be anything but a toy for fanciful and perverse wits. What is the meaning of this, that the church has never held as patriarchal sees any but those of Alexandria, of Rome, and of Antioch? One may invent 1,000 fancies, but there is no other reason than that which Saint Leo produces ad nut. Because Saint Peter founded these 3 sees, they have been called and esteemed patriarchal, as testify the Council of Nice, and that of Chalcedon, in which a great difference is made between these 3 sees and the others. A is for those of Constantinople and Jerusalem. The above-named councils show how differently they are considered from those 3 others founded by Saint Peter. Not that the Council of Nice speaks of the See of Constantinople, for Constantinople was of no importance at all at that time, having only been built by the great Constantine, who dedicated and named it in the 25th year of his empire. But the Council of Nice treats of the See of Jerusalem, and that of Chalcedon of the See of Constantinople. By the precedence and preeminence of these 3 sees, the ancient church testified sufficiently that she held Saint Peter for her chief, who had founded them. Otherwise, why did she not place also in the same rank the See of Ephesus, founded by Saint Paul, confirmed and assured by Saint John, or the See of Jerusalem, in which Saint James had conversed and presided? What else did she testify, when in the public and patent letters which they anciently called formati, after the first letter of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, there was put the first letter of Peter, except that after Almighty God, who is the absolute King, the lieutenant sent authority is in great esteem with all those who are good Christians? A is for the consent of the fathers concerning this point. Sirius, Sanders, and 1,000 others have taken away from posterity all occasion of doubting it. I will only bring forward the names by which the fathers have called him, which sufficiently show their belief concerning his authority. Optatus of Milovis called him the head of the church's contrapalm. 2. They have called him head of the church, as Saint Jerome adverb, Joff, I, and Saint Chrysostom Hom. 2. In Matthew, happy foundation of the church, as Saint Hilary in Matthew 16, and janitor of heaven, the first of the apostles, as Saint Augustine in J. 56, after Saint Matthew, mouth and crown of the apostles, as Origen in Luke 17, and Saint Chrysostom in Matthew 55, mouth and prince of the apostles, as the same Saint Chrysostom in J. 87, guardian of the brethren, and of the whole world, ib. alt. pastor of the church and head stronger than Adam and id. In Matthew 55, the immovable rock, immovable pedestal, the great apostle, first of the disciples, first called and first obeying id. In Poen 3, firmament of the church, leader and master of Christians, column of the spiritual Israel, guardian of the feeble, master of the heavens, mouth of Christ, supreme head of the apostles id. In Ador, Caton, et glad, apost, brink, petri, prince of the church, port of faith, master of the world id. In Esses, p. et p. et ilium, first in the supremacy of the apostolate Greg. In Itch, 18, high priest of Christians Erzeb. In Crone, 44, master of the army of God id. Hist, 2, 14, set over the other disciples Bas, de Judy, de 9, president of the world cries. In Matthew, II, the lord of the house of God, and prince of all his possession burn, ep. 137, ad Eugen. Who shall dare to oppose this company? Thus they speak, thus they understand the scripture, and according to it do they hold that all these names and titles are due to Saint Peter. The church then was left on earth by her master and spouse with a visible chief and lieutenant of the master and lord. The church is therefore to be always united together in a visible chief minister of Christ. Chapter 9, that the church cannot perish. I have clearly proved so far that the Catholic Church was a monarchy in which Christ sent headminister governed all the rest. It was not then Saint Peter only who was its head, but, as the church has not failed by the death of Saint Peter, so the authority of a head has not failed, otherwise it would not be one, nor would it be in the state in which its founder had placed it. And in truth all the reasons for which our Lord put a head to this body, do not so much require that it should be there in that beginning when the apostles who governed the church were holy, humble, charitable, lovers of unity and concord, as in the progress and continuation thereof, when charity having now grown cold each one loves himself, no one will obey the word of another nor submit to discipline. I ask you, if the apostles, whose understanding the Holy Spirit enlightened so immediately, who were so steadfast and so strong, needed a confirmer and pastor as the form and visible maintenance of their union, and of the union of the church, how much more now has the church need of one, when there are so many infirmities and weaknesses in the members of the church? And if the wills of the apostles, so closely united in charity, had need of an exterior bond in the authority of a head, how much more afterwards when charity has grown so cold is the need of a visible authority and ruler? And if, as Saint Jerome says, in the time of the apostles, one is chosen from amongst all, in order that, a head being established, occasion of schism may be taken away, adverb, Joff, I, 26, how much more now, for the same reason, must there be a chief in the church? The fold of our Lord is to last till the consummation of the world, invisible unity, the unity then of external government must remain in it, and nobody has authority to change the form of administration save our Lord who established it. All this has been well proven above, and it follows therefrom that Saint Peter his had successors, has them in these days, and will have them even to the end of the ages. I do not profess here to treat difficulties to the very bottom. It is enough for my purpose to indicate some principal reasons and to expose our belief precisely. Indeed, if I were to take notice of the objections which are made on this point, while I should find small difficulty, I should have great trouble, and most of them are so slight that they are not worth losing time over. Let us see what conditions are required for succeeding to an office. There can only be succession to one who, whether by deposition or by death, gives up and leaves his place, whence our Lord is always head and sovereign pontiff of the church, to whom no one succeeds, because he is always living, and has never resigned or quitted this priesthood or pontificate, though here below, in the church militant. He partly exercises it by his ministers and servants, his authority, however, being too excellent to be altogether communicated. But these ministers and representatives, as many pastors as ever there are, can give up and do give up, either by deposition or by death, their offices and dignities. Now we have shown that Saint Peter was head of the church as prime minister of Christ, and that this office or dignity was not conferred on him for himself alone, but for the good and profit of the whole church, so that Christianity being always to endure, this same charge and authority must be perpetual in the church militant. But how would it be perpetual if Saint Peter had no successor? For there can be no doubt that Saint Peter is pastor no longer, since he is no longer in the church militant, nor is he even a visible man, which is a condition requisite for administration in the visible church. It remains to learn how he made this quittance, how he left this pontificate of his, whether it was by laying it down during his life or by natural death. Then we will see who succeeded him and by what right. And on the one hand, nobody doubts that Saint Peter continued in his charge all his life. For those words of our Lord, "Feed my sheep," were to him not only an institution into this supreme pastoral charge, but an absolute commandment, which had no other limitation than the end of his life, any more than that other, "Preach the gospel to every creature," Mark alt, which the apostles labored in until death. Whilst therefore Saint Peter lived this mortal life, he had no successor. He did not lay down his charge, and was not deposed from it, for he could not be so except by heresy, which never had access to the apostles, least of all to their head, unless the master of the fold had removed him, which was not done. It was death then which removed him from this guard and general watch which he was keeping as ordinary pastor over the whole sheepfold of his master. But who succeeded in his place? As to this, all antiquity agrees that it was the Bishop of Rome, for this reason that Saint Peter died Bishop of Rome. Therefore the Diocese of Rome was the last seat of the head of the church. Therefore the Bishop of Rome who came after the death of Saint Peter, succeeded to the head of the church, and consequently was head of the church. Someone might say that he succeeded the head of the church as to the bishopric of Rome, but not as to the kingship of the world. But such a one must show that Saint Peter had two sees, of which the one was for Rome, the other for the universe, which was not the case. It is true that he had a seat at Antioch, but he who held it after him had not the vicar generalship, because Saint Peter lived long afterwards, and had not laid down that charge. But having chosen Rome for his see, he died bishop thereof, and he who succeeded him simply, and sat in his seat, which was the general seat over the whole world, and over the bishopric of Rome in particular. Hence, the Bishop of Rome remained general lieutenant in the church, and successor of Saint Peter. This I am now about to prove so solidly that only the obstinate will be able to doubt it. Dash.